Friends, this is last but one chapter. Last chapter is a conclusion, but this is the chapter I am dealing with, not the last chapter. And this chapter is talking about the priority sector lending. You might have heard, what is this priority sector? This priority sector is the classification of the various sectors depending upon its economic requirements by Government of India in consultation with the Reserve Bank of India. And the financial requirement of this sector will be as per the Government of India directive, which is issued by Reserve Bank of India. First, we have to understand how many sectors are there identified under the priority sector for the purpose of lending. Okay. And thereafter, we will see little bit more information about each and every sector. For our discussion, I have taken into consideration for better understanding by you the priority sector. What is priority sector? Description of the priority sector, lending, its categories, and the common guidelines which are issued by the Reserve Bank of India and Government of India for lending to the priority sectors. Now, the priority sector lending is nothing but it is a kind of lending where the weaker sector of the economy, weaker sector of the economy is helped by providing them the enough credit at the right point in time on priority. It means it stands apart from the rest of the sectors as they are given the due importance by the Government of India and the Reserve Bank of India. There are 8 sectors considered as a priority sectors. First one is agriculture. Second one is MSME, that is micro, small and medium entrepreneurs. Third one is export credit. Fourth one is education. Fifth one is housing. Sixth one is social infrastructure. Seventh one is renewable energy. And rest chota mota, that is other sectors. So these are the sectors which are covered under priority sector benefits as per the order issued by the Government of India and Reserve Bank of India. Now, what is priority sector? Priority sector means those sectors which the Government of India and Reserve Bank of India considers as an important sector for the development of its basic need of the country. These are the important sectors for the development of the basic needs of the country and are to be given a priority over the other sectors. That is a priority sector. The banks are mandated to encourage the growth of such sector by providing the adequate and timely credit facilities. Okay. The priority sector lending, that is PSL, this initiative is to provide the credit to the weaker section of the society, as opposed to the funding only profitable sectors or spaces that is solely important for the economic growth. All sectors are considered as a priority, are able to easily access the financial support, like apply for the loan that banks are required to allot at a lower interest rate. These sectors, priority sectors, they are attracting the lower rate of interest also. When bank overreach their priority sector lending target, target is provided by RBI. You have to compulsorily disburse this much amount of credit to this sector. Do whatever you may like to. And if any additional funding is required to raise the fund for this priority sector, they are able to issue the priority sector lending certificate only to the extent of the amount of the banks are allowed to lend in that specific sector. These certificates can be traded on RBI's eKuber platform. Why this certificate is? Suppose there is a small bank and target is provided which is in relation to the total credit and percentage of that total credit is provided to be disbursed, but that is insufficient for these sectors. Then certificate will be given by that particular small bank to this sector specific the entity. They may approach to the another bank who is relatively larger bank than that the smaller bank. They have a large credit portfolio and they have some shortage of the target to disburse to the priority sector. Under such situation, against that certificate, how much is disbursed for this sector, they will determine, is there any gap, and if there is a demand, that large bank will again additionally grant a loan to that sector. Okay, that is why it is required to be placed on the eKuber platform. eKuber platform is the platform for the priority sector lending meant by the Reserve Bank of India on its website. Right? I hope you understood this eKuber platform. Right? Now, let us understand one by one what these priority sectors. Okay? Agriculture. In agriculture, loans to the individual farmer, including the self-help group, that is SHF, self-help group, SHG, and joint liability group, that is group of individual farmers directly engaged in the agriculture and allied activities like dairy, poultry, fishery, animal husbandry, sericulture, beekeeping, fishery, etc., etc., etc. And this will include the crop loan. This will include crop loan, including the loan for the traditional and non-traditional plantation, horticulture, and allied activities. Right? Then, short loan we have seen. Now, medium term and long term loans for the agriculture and allied activities, which consist of purchase of agriculture implements, machinery, tractor, power tiller, etc., etc., for the developmental of the loan for the allied activities. Now, loans for pre and post harvest activities, that is preparation of the ground or preparation of the field for cultivation of the crop, leveling of the ground, these are the pre activity. Post harvest activity means storing of the harvest, carrying to the marketplace. It requires finance, no? So, spraying, harvesting, grading, transporting, these are the post activities. So, loans to distressed farmers, indebted to non-institutional lender. Loan under the Kisan Credit Card scheme covers under this agriculture. Loan to the small and marginal farmers for purchase of the land and agriculture purpose can be provided. Loan against the pledge and hypothecation of the agriculture produce for the period not exceeding 12 months and it is subject to limit of rupees 75 lakh against warehouse receipt, new warehouse receipt or ENDWR, that is new warehouse receipt, and up to 50 lakhs against the warehouse receipt other than NWRS or ENWRS. NWRS means new warehouse receipts. Okay. Loan to the farmers for installation and standalone solar agriculture pump that can be covered under agriculture finance, priority sector, and for solarization of the grid connected with the agriculture pumps. That is also covered under agriculture loan. Loan to the farmers for installation of the solar power plants and the berry fallow land, barren or fallen land, development of this land, okay, in stilt fashion for the agriculture land owned by the farmer. Loan can be provided under priority sector. Another aspect is the loan for some other allied activities subject to aggregate limit of rupees 2 crores per borrower entity. What for this loan will be granted under priority sector in agriculture? One is a crop loan to the farmers for which includes traditional and non-traditional plantation and horticulture, and loan for allied activities can be covered under this. And in medium term loans, agriculture and allied activities, purchase of agriculture implements and machinery and developmental loan for allied activities can be considered to the individual farmers within the limit of 2 crores per borrower entity. And then loans for pre and post harvest activities for spraying, harvesting, grading and transporting of these activities, loan can be provided. Overall together, all these loans should not exceed 2 crores. Should not exceed 2 crores. Another aspect of the agriculture loan under priority sector is loan up to 5 crores per borrowing entity. Loan up to 5 crores per borrowing entity for FPO and FPS, which are undertaking the farming with assured marketing and their produce at the predetermined price. Predetermined price. Under this agriculture credit loan, loan will be granted to agriculture infrastructure and ancillary services also. Following loan under the ancillary services will be subject to limit which is prescribed as under. Now, what is the amount prescribed? Loan up to 5 crores to the cooperative societies of the farmer for purchase of the produce, not applicable to urban cooperative banks. That other banks, other than urban cooperative banks, this can be granted. Now, loans up to, because in urban there is no agriculture, no, that is why. So, loan up to 50 crores of the startups, as per the definition of Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, which are engaged in the agriculture and allied activities, can be considered under this 5 crores facility. Loans for the food and agro-processing units up to an aggregate sanction limit of rupees 100 crores per borrower from the banking system can be permitted to be disbursed. Friends, agriculture we have seen, it is not hard and fast, but each time there is a change depending upon the prevailing circumstances, rainfall, type of agriculture, land and source of water and everything. So these, whatever we have explained now, that can be continuously keep on changing every year. And prediction of the rainfall and all. That is why this is, at present, these are the guidelines. There may be change in the quantum of amount, but consistency or contribution of the various elements under the farm loan will be covered under agriculture priority sector loan. Okay? Now, another sector is MSME. Micro, small and medium entrepreneurs. The definition of MSME is as per the Government of India notification issued from time to time. And this limit or this identification of micro and small and medium enterprises as per the latest guidelines of Ministry of Commerce, they have changed in 2022 beginning, and this identification or classification of MSME will be depending upon its investment into that unit as well as the annual turnover of that limit. The prescribed chart is there. You have to refer to that, and accordingly you have to place which unit will be considered as a micro unit, small unit, medium unit. That you have to identify, and accordingly you have to take into consideration to understand the requirement as devised or guidelines which is given for the lending purpose. Okay. Under MSME, loan up to 50 crores to the startup, as per the definition of Ministry of Commerce and Industry, that is confirmed to be defined as defined by the MSME to be provided, up to 50 crores. Okay, depending upon the limit, depending upon its requirement. That is important. Otherwise, very micro unit, which requirement is less than 1 crore also, to them, you cannot grant a 50 crores. Okay, so judicially, it has to be disbursed or sanctioned. Loan to the entities which are involved in assisting decentralization sector, like supply of input, marketing of output of the artisans and the village and cotton industries, also can be covered under this MSME. Then loans to the cooperative producers in the decentralized sector, like artisan, village and cottage industries, that is also covered under MSME. Okay, loan sanctioned by the banks to NBFC and MFI, marginal farmers requirement, NBFC, MFI and other MFI, society, trust, etc. Okay, which are the members of the RBI recognized the SRO for the sector on lending MSME sector, right? So loan to the registered NBFCs other than MFI for on lending to the micro and small entrepreneurs can also be provided. Then credit outstanding under the general credit card, that includes artisans credit cards, then laghu udyami card, then Swarozgar credit card and weavers card, etc., in existence and catering to the non-farm entrepreneurial credit need of the individual will be covered under MSME. Overdraft to the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana. Overdraft to Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, PMJDY, account holders as per the limit and the condition which are prescribed by the Department of the Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, from time to time we have to check and will qualify as achievement of the target for lending to the micro entrepreneurs. Right? Outstanding deposit with the SIDBI and Mudra Limited on account of priority sector shortfall can also be considered under the MSME segment. Now understand the export credit. Export credit under categories of the agriculture and MSME is freely allowed to be classified under priority sector category in lending. Now export credit includes pre-shipment and post-shipment export credit. Pre-shipment credit means much before the goods are exported from the country, loan is required for the procurement of the raw material, for manufacture of the good, prepare for the export. And post-shipment means, once the export is done, documents will be submitted to the bank, advance can be taken against it, is called as post-shipment, and that too much before realization of those bills, that is export bills, that is post-shipment. Hope you understand pre-shipment and post-shipment part. In addition to that, export credit under agriculture and MSME sectors, they are allowed to be classified under priority sector lending in respective categories like agriculture and MSME. But export credit other than the agriculture and MSME will also be allowed to be classified as a priority sector lending. That is why this has come. Now, coming down to another sector is education. Education loan to the individual for the educational purpose, including the vocational courses, not exceeding rupees 20 lakhs, are eligible for classification under priority sector lending up to 20 lakhs for the vocational courses. Okay, that is which generates the employment or self-employment, that is covered under priority sector lending, and that to amount is up to maximum 20 lakhs, which is eligible to classify as a priority sector lending. Housing. Bank loan to housing sector as per the limit prescribed are eligible for priority sector classification. Now, in housing, loan to the individual up to rupees 50 lakhs in metropolitan center and 25 lakhs in other centers for purchase or construction of the dwelling unit per family, provided the overall cost of the dwelling unit in the metropolitan center and at other center does not exceed 45 lakhs and 30 lakhs respectively. Okay. So, existing individual housing loan of UCBs presently, urban cooperative banks are presently classified under priority sector lending. That will continue as a priority sector lending till the maturity of the payment. What I mean to say here is the limit in metropolitan is 35 lakhs and in other center 25 lakhs. But at the same time, the cost of that house should be 45 lakhs in metropolitan and 30 lakhs in respect of other centers. Then only you are eligible for 35 or 25. Okay. Then housing loan to the bank. Housing loan to the bank's own employee will not be eligible to consider and classify under priority sector lending. Okay, that will be out of, this is considered as a non-priority sector lending. Since housing loan which are backed by the long-term bonds are exempted for ANBFC, a bank should not classify such a loans under priority sector lending. Loan up to 10 lakhs in metropolitan center and up to 6 lakhs in other centers for repairs to the damaged dwelling units. Bank loan for affordable housing project using at least 50% of FSI for the dwelling units with the carpet area of not more than 60 square meter, and bank loan to the Housing Finance Corporation approved by National Housing Bank for their refinance scheme for own lending up to rupees 20 lakhs for the individual borrowers for the purchase or construction or reconstruction of the individual dwelling unit or slum clearance and rehabilitation and the slum dwellers. These are considered under priority sector lending under housing. Now, another one priority sector is social infrastructure. Social infrastructure. What comes under social infrastructure? Bank loan to the social infrastructure, the sector, as per the limit prescribed, will be eligible for classification. Now, under this, bank loan to a limit of rupees 5 crores per borrower, 5 crores per borrower, can be considered under PSL in social infrastructure for setting up of what? School, drinking water facility, sanitation facility, including the construction, refurbishment of the household toilets, water improvement at household level, and loan up to rupees 10 crores per borrower for building a healthcare facility, including under the Ayushman Bharat in Tier 2 and Tier 4 centers. Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4, 5, and 6, depending upon the population, the facility will be provided up to 10 crores for building the healthcare facilities. Bank loan to MFI extended for lending to the individual and also to the members of self-help group and JLG, that is joint group of the laborers, JLG, for water and sanitation facilities, and bank loans to the social infrastructure sector as per the limit prescribed are also eligible for classification under priority sector. So, six sectors we have seen. Now, seventh sector is renewable energy. Renewable energy. You know, electricity is very costly affair now. So, the bank loan up to limit of rupees 30 crores to the borrowers for the purpose like solar-based power generators, biomass-based power generators, windmills, micro-hydel power plants, and for non-conventional energy-based public utility, that is street lighting system, remote village electrification, that will be eligible for the priority sector classification. It's a big project for the government. For individual households, the loan limit will be rupees 10 lakh per borrower if the energy is produced by using the renewable sources. Other type of priority sector consists of the loans for providing directly by the banks to the individual and individual members of self-help group and joint laborers group satisfying the criteria. The loans not exceeding rupees 2 lakh will be provided by the banks to self-help group and JLG for the activities which are other than the agriculture activities or MSME, and loans for meeting the social needs, that is construction and repair of house, construction of the toilet, or any viable common activities which are started by the self-help group are eligible to cover under other sectors, and that is for priority sector lending. So loans to the distressed persons other than the distressed farmer who is indebted to non-institutional lender, okay, not exceeding rupees 1 lakh per borrower to prepay their debt to the non-institutional lender. So loans sanctioned to the state-sponsored organization for the scheduled caste, scheduled tribes, for the specific purpose, for the purchase or the supply of inputs, and for marketing the output of the beneficiaries to these organizations can be considered under priority sector. In addition to that, loan up to 50 crores to startup. As per the definition of Ministry of Commerce, can be considered under MSME segment under priority sector lending. Then common guidelines for lending under the priority sector are issued by the Reserve Bank of India and the Reserve Bank of India in consultation with the Government of India. Bank should comply with the common guidelines for all categories of the advance under the priority sector lending. Okay, which consist of one, rate of interest. The rate of interest on the bank loans will be as per the directive issued by the Department of the Regulations of Reserve Bank of India from time to time. However, low interest rate is charged by the bank to the priority sectors. Then service charges. No loan related to ad hoc service charges or inspection charges should be levied on the priority sector loan up to 25,000. And in case of the eligible priority sector loans to self-help group or JLGs, this limit will be applicable as per the member and not as per the group. Okay, then third aspect is receipt, sanction, rejection, disbursement, register. Bank is required to keep a register, electronic record that should be maintained by the bank, wherein the date of receipt, date of sanction, date of rejection if any, and date of disbursement with the reason thereof, etc., should be recorded. Right? Now, the register may be in electronic record, should be made available to all inspecting agencies. Then issue of acknowledgement of the loan and loan application. It is mentioned as a general guidelines that bank should provide the acknowledgement for the loan applications received under priority sector loan. And bank's board should be prescribed a time limit within which the bank communicates its decision in writing to the application. So these are some of the common guidelines for the priority sector lending. Friends, we have thoroughly discussed about the priority sector lending in last half an hour or so. It is now you to understand the criteria and then look for again for the lending. As a retail banker, this particular section is very, very important from the lending perspective. So friends, with this, I completed my discussion on whatever topics assigned to me for the discussion with you, development of these topics also. I hope you liked it. And at the end of this, my speech, I would like to thank the Wellinker Institute of Management, who has given me this opportunity to interact with you through this video lectures. And thank you very much for you also for cooperating. Thank you very much.